20 women-only professorships are to be created in third-level colleges in a bid to tackle gender inequality in higher education. 12 academic institutions will get funding for the posts, and the appointments will be made in areas where there's an underrepresentation of women, such as certain science subjects, computer science and engineering. The appointments were announced by the Minister of State with responsibility for higher education, Mary Mitchell O'Connor, who's with me in studio. Minister, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
These are women-only positions. Are you discriminating against men by creating roles that are exclusively for women?
No, I'm not discriminating against men. And I suppose if we can just talk about the women for the moment. First of all, you know, we have a problem in our higher education institutions. Women are being discriminated against. There's inequality and, you know, women are not being promoted as academics to the highest level. And we have figures that will absolutely prove that. We have a task force that proved it. So we're not doing that. And what we're doing is we have put together now a response. It's a measured response. It's a proportionate response. And it is a positive action to ensure that women now, you know, can get through that glass ceiling, can, you know, reach greater percentages. And I know you want to ask me another question, but what I do want to say to you is that only 24% of women are at professorial level in universities. Now, yes,
Do you accept, though, that by virtue of creating male, of having male-dominated areas in academia, that the next best candidate for a position might just happen to be a man?
But it also
that he will lose out under this system that you are going to introduce.
Well, first of all and foremost, these are extra positions. So in the normal churn of events, there's approximately 50 professorial appointments every year. For next year, 2020, there will be 70, and 20 of them will be ring-fenced for women. So, you know, you did stop me earlier, but the point I was trying to make is that for every 100 professors in our university, 76 are men. So they're getting a great chance. They are, you know, they definitely are reaching those levels of professorial.
But the women aren't.
And we know, for example, and we know from data that there is bias. Some of it is conscious, some of it is unconscious, and some of it is intended. So it's much more difficult for women to get through that interview process and indeed to get even their CVs through the first selection process.
These roles are primarily in STEM subjects, things like physics, computing, engineering. Can I put to you a view from Professor Patricia Casey, who is or was Ireland's first female professor of psychiatry? And she wrote in The Independent that the STEM subjects seem to suit men generally. The plan to create female-only chairs is an ideological one, and it will result in less able people being employed in certain disciplines with a diminishment in the status of our universities.
Well, I would refute that. And I mean, we know, for example, that our girls are scoring very highly in maths, in chemistry, in physics, in their leaving certificate. They're then going into university, they're doing their undergraduate studies, and they are actually getting better results. So where is it wrong? So you're quoting Professor Patricia Casey. I want to quote Professor Pat O'Connor. She was the first full professor of sociology in Ireland, and she is absolutely, agrees with this. And with this initiative that we're doing, it's very measured. It's 20 posts. It's not 200 or 2,000.
We've explained that already. Professor Casey also says that the women holding these posts will be secretly mocked at not having been real professors, but only in the post to favouritism.
Look, I've met Professor Casey, and I've you know, huge respect for her, but I think she's wrong in this instance. And let me just tell you, this is a worldwide issue. You know, this response that we're doing has been done, say, for example, in Delft University. They appointed 10 extra posts within their STEM areas. You know, the world didn't fall apart. They're very happy with the type of applicant they got from the women only. They've just done it now in Eindhoven University. Again, they're going to appoint 150 new female-only professors. So in Ireland, so they're university by university, but what we've looked at in Ireland is a whole country response. And as I said, it's very measured. It's, you know, it's ring-fenced 20 now this year,
yes,
2020.
You've made that point. 51% of the lecturers in Irish universities are women. So there's clearly no underrepresentation in terms of the candidates who might be going for those jobs.
Absolutely. So why are they not? The question is, why are they not coming through? And what data will show us and what studies will show us and research shows us is that they are not getting to that level. And that we know, for example, that there is bias, that there is conscious bias, that, for example, we have data to show us that if a CV is put in, identical CV, and if a male puts the name on that CV or a female, the male CV will get through quicker and will get an invitation to an interview quicker than a female. So, I mean, what is that? That is absolute bias. And this is what this is our response now.
Are people who identify as women going to be eligible for these positions?
Yes, if they have transitioned.
Okay. And do you envisage your department providing similar funding to ensure that the gender inequality that is in existence in primary schools, for example, is addressed, where there's a huge underrepresentation of men and male role models for children?
Yes. Now, again, I think you're getting the wrong end of the stick, because we're talking about at the highest level of our higher education institutions.
I know.
So you're now talking about male principals, obviously, getting to the highest level in our primary schools. And just let me say to you that 85% of the teaching profession is made up of females, 15% are males, yet 35% of males get to principal level and 65% of females. So actually the males are nearly reaching, you know, that 40% level that we want in higher education of women at professorial level.
Okay, and when are we going to see these posts being filled?
Oh, 2020, the first 20 posts, I would hope, will be put in place in September 2020. Then there will be a review of, you know, exactly how the process has gone, and we will be putting together another round in 2021.
Okay. I don't know if you heard Jim Miley, the Director General of the Irish Universities Association, on the programme before the break. He has described what he says is a crisis in funding for third level education, and he suggests using the State Training Fund, which is, as he put it, a bank account which has over €1 billion worth of government money in it, that should be diverted into third level education.
Well, we have diverted 300 million of that this year for the next 5 years, which will be 60 million. It's called, and Jim mentioned, the Human Capital Initiative. I think he said something like 300 million or some kind of figure like that. But 300 million is a substantial amount of money that has been ring-fenced for the government.
But you'll also have about 3,000 or 4,000 new students this next year and every year for the next couple of years.
Yes, and we have you know, looked at that, and we have given 19 million for increased demographics just for next year. And again, you know, the budget, it seems as if there's no budget. The budget for higher education alone is 1.88 billion euro.
Minister, is that it is that there is no sustainable funding model for Irish third level education, as was set out. And one of the reasons why the Castles report was conducted almost 4 years ago was to try and look at the options for providing a sustainable funding model. And you have failed as a minister to put in place a sustainable funding model.
Again, I reject that, because I'll tell you what, you know, I fought really hard for the 2020 budget to make sure that extra funding went in. And let me just say to you that 153 million euro went in extra into the budget this year. That then there was 90 million for the technological universities, and as I've just noted, and Jim said also, 300 million has been ring fenced for the next 5 years.
And the Castles report is almost 4 years old and still no action.
Well, you know what? It is 4 years old, and you know what? Life has moved on since then. And for example, nobody, nor Jim, has talked about apprenticeships, about the future of jobs. And that's exactly now what I am looking for.
So is it for the next minister then to is it for the next minister to decide to deal with that thorny issue of whether there should be student loans or extra government funding?
I have been said, I'd say at least four times on RT, there will be no student loans under my watch. This country is indebted enough. The young people that are going through now, you know, will be coming out of college, where our country is indebted with huge debt. And I am, you know, I am adamant that they will not personally be indebted because of huge loans that they have taken out for study. I think the least our country can do is to ensure that our third level students, or our students, either get an apprenticeship. No one talks about apprenticeship. They either get to, they get further education, or indeed they get a higher education.
Okay. Minister of State Mary Mitchell O'Connor, thank you very much for coming into us on This Week.